This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Once upon a time, there was Amateur Hour and then Star Search. Now, there is a whole reality TV genre. You get a pool of telegenic, talented nobodies to compete in wacky challenges, and whoever lasts till the final episode gets crowned. The top chef, the next top model, the winning fashion designer. The Bravo Channel is about to take a stab at finding America's next top artist. The winner gets a cash prize, a gallery show, and a national museum tour. Last month, Bravo held casting calls across the country for spots on the forthcoming series in Chicago, L.A., and Miami.
I hope I look okay for the pictures. I came from Ocala, and I drove 4.5 hours with the windows down, so.
I drove all night to get here from Tampa. It's about 5.5 hours.
We're at the front door, and the nerves are they're going.
And we sent our special correspondent, Henry Alford, to the auditions in Manhattan at the White Columns Gallery.
When I heard that the producers of the show Project Runway were holding auditions for a new reality series about visual artists, it was like a bell went off in my head. I had to go and ask the show's casting director, Nick Gilhool, a question.
Typically on reality shows, the contestants receive the guidance of a homosexual leprechaun or elf. Will you guys have someone like that?
I can't imagine that there wouldn't be a mentor.
But you haven't specifically been asked to cast that figure yet?
No, not yet. Some people are working on that, yeah.
Okay, because I just want to say hello.
You are dressed in green.
Nice, but that doesn't really get me any closer to being the muse and handholder to the next generation of art stars. So what if I just take it upon myself? Maybe walk up to the 400 or so people standing in line with their portfolios and their oil paintings, nervously waiting to be interviewed inside the prestigious White Columns Gallery.
I love your white suit.
Thank you.
These people need my coaching, my fluffing.
So Monet had his water lilies, and Nan Golden has her people sitting on toilets. What's your hook?
What I do is I work in a Renaissance technique, which is a layers of thin color glazes.
I make performative sculptures that act out stage fantasies related to coming of age, sexual identity, feminine power, violence.
I make torture devices.
I make ballet shoes out of bubble wrap and tape, and I do a performance of painting and dance.
Wow, ballet shoes out of bubble wrap?
Yeah.
Lady. Wow. And it's a sound performance?
It's everything. It's everything. A sound, it's visual, it's performance.
And is it a comment on blisters?
There was a lot of exciting work being done. The caliber of professionalism was higher than I'd expected. One painter had showed her work more than 50 times already. Another had a contract with a trendy home furnishings chain. But sure, there was the occasional person who didn't seem camera ready.
And what's your wow factor, Maddie?
All my stuff is really good looking.
Good looking, that's a hook.
Yeah.
But of course, on reality TV, personality trumps product. And you can't just have a juicy life story. You gotta dress it right, too.
Now, do you have a heartwarming backstory, Danny?
It's basically like podunk little Southern boy who like lived in a repressive Catholic house, came out to his parents, got kicked out, decided to pursue an art career in New York, and found a way to do it.
So. I love it. I love it. It could even use like a pencil mustache and a bateau neckline.
I was thinking Little Orphan Annie.
On the series, the contestants may have to work in a lot of different media. Are they prepared for this?
So if they say, this week we're working with delicatessen meats and strains of E. coli.
Oh, God. My first impression with that would be, maybe to make some kind of fabulous bodysuit and do performance, and I'll call it nausea.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, maybe have their feet in a big thing of pink Pepto-Bismol and cover their body in the salami.
Sometimes I'd hear a potential stumbling block from a contestant, and I would have to dole out some tough reality TV love.
My medium is oil, but I do like to work in acrylic and watercolor. Sculpture, pottery thing is probably not my thing. So never done it, and that's probably the only thing that I'm probably not good at.
Dude, this is negative talk. Shut it down.
No.
But shut it down.
Okay.
Not everyone drank my Kool-Aid, though. I spent a certain amount of time trying to convince people that the show needed a catchphrase like Project Runway's Make It Work. I said maybe it could invoke a little art history, like Don't Cut Your Ear Off. Alas, no takers. But I did find a lot of love for the concept of FaceTime.
I think another thing people want to do for FaceTime is you want to look very excited when they bring out the new judges or guests each week.
Right.
So let's practice.
Okay.
This week's special judge is Glenn Lowry, director of MoMA.
Oh, my God, MoMA. I love MoMA. I call it Mama.
This week's special guest is an assistant manager at a local Ramada Inn.
Oh, I'm going to have to change my outfit.
This week's special guest is a Shetland Terrier who expresses disapproval through urine.
I'm going to have to change my outfit.
Looking back now on my moment in the reality television sun, I see that my whole conception of artists has changed. I used to think of artists as obtuse or maybe even sullen. This group, not so much. In fact, you could die from the enthusiasm.
I'm all about marketing. So, you know, I think compared to most artists, yeah, I'm all about sales. I'm not about giving up 50%. I'm about closing a deal, making it happen, and getting my artwork out there.
Rawr.
Yeah, exactly.
Rawr.
Exactly.
The new generation of art stars, with my loving guidance, of course, is ready to pounce.
Let's role play, and I'm going to call you to tell you that you've been cast on the show. Hi, Melissa. We'd love to have you on the show.
Excellent. I was expecting your call.
For Studio 360, I'm Henry Alford.
The Bravo Art Competition Series, it still doesn't have a name, airs sometime early next year.